Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentsweed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. It's another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. There's Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Gene Autry Blue Jeans, Charles Cotner's Melody Ranch Hardway 6, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. Right now, though, meet the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Honey, I'm in love with you. No one else will ever do. Make my every dream come true. Tell me that you love me too. Honey, let me hold your hand till I make you understand that you're mine forevermore. Honey, I'm in love with you. I'm forever building dreams round your pretty head, it seems. Do you want to spoil my scheme by saying you'll never be mine? I would make an ocean trip if I could teach you dear sweet lips. I would walk a million miles to hear you say you love me too. I'm forever building dreams round your pretty head, it seems. Do you want to spoil my scheme by saying you'll never be mine? I would make an ocean trip if I could kiss your dear sweet lips. I would walk a million miles to hear you say you love me too.
Well, howdy there, friends and neighbors, and welcome again to Melody Ranch.
I've been thinking today, as my thoughts begin to stray, of your memory to me worth more than gold. As we ride across the plain, mid the sunshine and the rain, we'll be rounded up in glory by and by. We'll be rounded up in glory.
We'll be rounded up
by and by. We'll be rounded up in glory.
We'll be rounded up
by and by. When the melon time is o'er, and we will stampede no more, when he rounds us up in glory by and by. As we ride across the plain with the cowboys that help came, and the storms and lightning flashing by your side, there we'll meet and part no more. Up on that golden shore, when he rounds us up in glory by and by, we'll be rounded up in glory.
We'll be rounded up
by and by. We'll be rounded up in glory. Melon time is o'er, and we will stampede no more, when he
rounds us up
in glory.
Thanks for some beautiful music, Gene. You know, I'd say that song is in a class all by itself.
Well, I agree with you there, Charlie.
I am here today.
Now, just a minute, Buttram. You're here today for what?
Now, please, don't interrupt. I'm practicing my campaign speech.
Oh, campaign speech.
Yes, sir. The political race for sheriff of Rimrock County is starting next week, and naturally, I'm going to enter the election.
Well, I was afraid of that.
Oh, now, just listen to this. This is my opening speech that I'm making at the courthouse next week.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
And so, my friends, I say, I have never stolen any money in my life. All I ask is a chance. Hey, does that sound right to you?
Well, coming from you, it does, yeah. Oh. But if you're going into politics, now, what party do you belong to?
The Democratic, Republican, Third Party, Left Party, Right Party, Labor Party, and I ain't mad at nobody party.
Well, that sounds macho. Well, seriously now, do you know so much? How do you know so much about pop?
Oh, well, my girl, Dulcie Mae, she told me everything. Yeah.
Oh?
She even tells me what to vote for.
Well, what did you vote for?
Well, she told me, she said, vote no on number 5, yes on number 12, no on 7, yes on 3, no on 15, yes on 8, no on 10, yes on 11, no on 6, and flip a coin on 17. So I said, did you say no on 5, yes on 12, no on 7, yes on 15, no on 3, yes on 8, no on 10, yes on 11, no on 6, and flip a coin on 17? No, I said no on 5, yes on 12, no on 7, yes on 3, no on 15, yes on 8, no on 11, yes on 10, no on 6, and flip a coin on 17. So, armed with this information, I rushed into the building, stepped blindly into the booth, pulled the lever.
What happened?
I got a hot shower. Yeah, you see, I stepped into the wrong booth.
Well, Sheriff, are you of the opinion that women control the voting in this county?
That is a moot question.
Yeah.
And since we have no moots here to question, I'll answer it. And being a politician, I shall answer it with another question. What about the farmer?
Yeah. What about the farmer?
Well, I'll tell you about us farmers. The farmer plants the seed grows into corn, the cattle eats the corn, and grows big enough to supply milk, meat, and clothing for the country. But it ain't safe.
It ain't safe?
No.
Why?
If a gopher gets that one little seed, the whole nation goes to pot. Well, if I'm elected, everything's going to be different. Oh, yes. I'll build dams bigger than Boulder Dam. I promise I'll give the people free power, free water, free electricity.
What about gas?
I'm giving them that now.
So long, Buttram. Oh, me. I just want to tell you all the opinions expressed by Buttram in this campaign are not necessarily those of any human being. And now here are the Cass County Boys in the Blue Jeans with Hot Diggity. Kid.
Hot Diggity, Dog Diggity, Boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity, dog diggity, boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight, never dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away, with a kiss that away. What a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life? Oh, hot diggity, dog diggity, boom, what you do to me?
Boom.
It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity, dog diggity,
boy.
What you do to me?
Wow.
When you're holding me tight.
Never knew that my heart could go take that away. Ding-a-ling that away. Take me, sing that away. Say goodbye to my troubles. They went that away. Ever since you came into my life. Oh, hot diggity, dog diggity,
boom.
What you do to me?
Boom.
It's so new to me.
Boom.
What you do to me?
Hot diggity, dog diggity,
boom.
collars and blue jeans. That was mighty fine.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I said with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This world would end today if I should lose you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately how I miss you? When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. This world would end today if I should lose you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Well, thank you very much, folks. Thank you.
Say, Gene, maybe you can give me a hand. You know, a fellow showed me a magic trick the other night, but I can't get it to work.
Well, I'm not up much on the feast of magic, Charlie, but I do have one pretty good trick.
Oh? You mean you can say the word alakazam and make something disappear?
I can just say the word work and make Pat Buttram disappear.
That Buttram is the greatest when it comes to vanishing in the thin air. Never saw anything like it.
Well, I can recall a mighty neat disappearing act that I ran into several years back, Charlie. There had been a series of bank holdups and robberies in the area with a 200-mile radius of Sagebrush. And the law was puzzled over the way that the gang seemed to just vanish after each job. Then things quieted down and nothing much was heard of the gang for quite a while. Early one morning, I was riding out through the ranch gate when I spotted the sheriff coming up the road.
Hi, Gene.
Well, good morning, there, Sheriff. Where you headed?
I got a little special business over at the old Norton Farm. You acquainted with the new owners?
Well, I met young Jim Bryan a week or so after he moved in. I understand his grandmother's living out there with him now. Why? Something wrong?
It's about the vanishing gang.
Hmm?
A marked bill, one that was stolen in the Red River payroll job a month ago, turned up in Sagebrush yesterday. Frank Dolan brought it into my office.
I see. Did he remember who gave it to him?
Well, Jim Bryan's grandmother.
Sheriff, I was in Mr. Dolan's store day before yesterday. Paid the fee bill. Something $63.
Reason we asked, Miss Bryan, you gave Frank Dolan a $50 bill. It's been identified as part of the money stolen in the payroll robbery.
Oh, dear me. Land's sake, the payroll robbery, you say?
Oh, there's no need to be alarmed, Miss Bryan. All the sheriff wants to know is, if you can recall where you got the bill.
Well, I certainly can recall, Miss Alper. It's not when I see one of them, you know. We had a hand working for us up to a few days ago. Name was Joe Fallon. He gave that bill to my grandson for a horse he bought from us.
What do you know about this man Fallon?
Oh, not too much, I'm afraid. He just wandered in one day about a month ago looking for work. Land, there's plenty of it around here, so we put him on.
When he left, did he give you any idea where he was headed?
East. Said something about Coopersville.
Can you give me a description of this man, Miss Bryan?
Well, he was short and stocky. All around 35 or so.
I see. Thanks, ma'am. Danny boy.
I hope I've been of some help, Sheriff.
You have, Miss Bryant. Let's go, Jean.
Well, Sheriff, if Fallon is a member of the gang, it would seem that your hunch was right.
Yeah. I'm sure the gang splits up after every job. Each of them lays low for a time, then get together again.
Think they'll hit Coopersville next?
Could be. I'd better get word to the boys over there to keep a sharp lookout. And I'd better do it pronto.
Close watch was kept by the authorities in Coopersville in the days that followed, but nothing happened. Then on a hunch one night, I rode into Sagebrush. Went straight to the sheriff's office.
Maybe you got something there, Dean. Never occurred to me that Fallon would have picked the Bryan place for any other reason except to hole up there.
Well, it's just an idea, sir. After all, the gang hasn't hit Sagebrush yet.
Bryan Farm isn't too far away. He could have come in from time to time to case the town. What in tarnation was that?
Down the street, Chef. Folks are running toward the post office.
Come on, let's go. Safe busted wide open and cleaned out, Gene.
Hey, Sheriff. I got a look at a couple of them masked hombres. I seen them run out right after their explosion. They headed out the river road.
The gang's got plenty of good head start on us now, Sheriff. Hey, look. I take after them. You get a posse together and follow. So I lit out riding as hard as I could. But there was no sign of anyone along the road. No sign until I caught up to a buckboard just beyond the old wooden bridge a few miles out of town.
Miss Autry.
Well, good evening, Miss Bryan. You see anyone ride past in the last few minutes?
No, I haven't. What's wrong?
Bandits blew up the post office safe. We thought they were headed this way.
I've just come from town and I haven't seen a soul.
Well, I guess that's where they must have turned off. Somewhere back along the road. Well, thanks, Miss Bryan. Come on, let's go, champ. I headed back toward town just after I crossed the bridge. I thought I heard a horse running close by. I pulled up and listened. I rode down to the edge of the river, and that's when I spotted something in the soft earth. Fresh wheel tracks. I followed them down along the stream to an old deserted grist mill.
Okay, Audrey. Get out off that horse. Keep your hands high.
Well, Brian, I sort of expected to find you here.
Too bad you didn't take Granny's advice and go back to town, cowboy.
Oh, yes, it's a shame you had to be so curious, Miss Autry. Now my husband's going to have to take care of you.
Fine. Now your voice has changed, Grandma.
Have yourself another surprise, cowboy. There. You don't look much like a grandma without this wig, do I?
No wonder they called you the Vanishing Gang. And there's where just two of you all the time.
Sort of a neat trick, don't you think?
Sure. After you pull a job, you get back to where you hid the buckboard. And while Jim hitches up the horses, you slip into your granny outfit.
Back on the road I go. Now, who would suspect a sweet old lady of being involved with the Vanishing Gang? Giving a posse a bum steer now and then.
Hey, listen, baby. Somebody's coming.
No time to get to the buckboard. I'll take Autry's horse. Steady, you. Okay, Jim, give me the gun. I'll keep him covered. Get your horse.
Yeah, but watch him.
Now, champ. Now, boy. All right, I'll take that gun, Brian.
No, you...
Oh, yes, I will. And take this one.
That's enough. I got enough on
you. All right, up on your feet. Both of you.
I'll get you for this, cowboy.
I don't think so, Granny. Oh. You better save that outfit you've been wearing. Because by the time you get out of jail, you'll be old enough to be a grandma. If all the boys and girls here would join me, I'd like to sing an old favorite of mine that describes the way a cowboy feels at the end of a long, weary day. Riding the range all day,
in the rain all day, riding until my bones are weary, never a thing all day, cattle and plane all day, 'neath a blistering sun, lots of work to be done while cattle graze. When they're on the run and a stampede begun, my saddle sways. Rounding up straight, I'm riding the rain all day. Pounding the plains all day. Riding until my bones are weary. Riding the rain all day. Riding my life away. Come along, old Dan, from a leash I am with a setting sun.
The setting sun.
Across the great divide, there the boss will decide our glorious one. Chores are done.
I'm riding the range all day. Land back in train.
That he knows my days are dreary, riding the rain all day, riding my life away,
riding the rain all day.
Well, folks, I guess that's just about it for today. And this is Gene Autry for all the gang, asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jensen weed, I'm back in the saddle again.
Next week at this same time, Gene Autry and all the gang from Melody Ranch will be heard over these same stations. This is Charlie Lyon inviting you to be tuned our way.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.